We.
We are going today.
Are the contraction.
We're going today.
And they.
And they're. They're going today.
And if you want, if a small child, they're passing out candy to a small child, and one didn't get any, and he says, am I, he wants to get some. He says, am.
May I have some?
Or he wants to know, the guest question, am I going to get some?
Says, yes, am I going to get some? She doesn't say have some.
And that was they, using the same thing for they, using they.
Are they going to get some?
Someone's looking for clothes and looking around, maybe with one of your children when they were small, they're running around the house looking for, where are my clothes, where are my clothes? And you say, here, you find, you say, here.
Oh, here they are.
Would you ever say, here's your clothes?
No.
You wouldn't use it. And if going to hurt him, and you want to make it clear that for someone, a little dog there, you want to pet it, and someone's kind of pulling the dog, when you say, I'm not going to hurt him.
I'm not going to hurt him.
And
He isn't going to hurt him.
And they?
They aren't going to hurt him.
And if you were checking to see if you were right, you believe you're right, you just want to clarify with somebody, you say, I'm right.
I'm dead right.
Yeah, you're kind of asking.
Oh,
say, I'm right.
Am I correct or am I right?
Yes. Would you say, am I not? Is that,
yes, am I not right?
Going to do it now. In the past,
we were going to do it.
And you.
You were going to do it.
They.
They were going to do it.
And were you the one who did that? And you say no.
No, absolutely not.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't I.
You never used be, do you? For instance, how be you? Something worn over a dress, especially
a smock or an apron.
Is there a difference between these two?
A smock would have a sleeve in.
A man might, if he's wearing a suit, he has a pair of
trousers.